Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a very interesting conversation with a former Metro Police Lieutenant, Blake Quackenbush. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Heidi Smith, Bob Berengo, and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Every day we respond to devastating house fires. Once the fire is out, the Red Cross is there.
In that moment, when people are at one of the lowest points in their lives, the Red Cross immediately provides emergency food, clothing, shelter, and comfort.
Help your neighbors in Northern Nevada by supporting the Fire Hurts Red Cross Helps campaign.
You can make a difference today. Every dollar raised goes directly to those in our community who have lost everything. It can mean the difference between homelessness and hope.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Blake Quackenbush. He is a former Metro Police Lieutenant, specializing in narcotics for 14 years, a detective for 9 years. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Good morning, Sam.
Wanted to start out with a story that goes back a ways, but a very interesting connection. You know, obviously we hear a lot about ecstasy and meth in the Silver State. The thing that, when I was doing a little bit of research on you, that surprised me was the Israeli connection with ecstasy, and that at a time they controlled 75% of the market in the U.S., and that was a big problem in Las Vegas as well.
Yes, Sam. Obviously, ecstasy is not a drug that's made by a pharmaceutical company, so it has to be made in underground laboratories. And I've been out of the narcotics business for probably about 6 years now, but at the time, the major labs that were responsible for the manufacturing of ecstasy were primarily located in Israel.
And the connection was that there was a lot of diamond smuggling going on in Antwerp, Belgium. And that's where the mob was operating, the Israeli mob. And I guess it wasn't just one, like the mafia in this country. It was a lot of independent groups. But they were helping to do the smuggling to coming into this country.
Right. And the main reason for their market, primarily in Las Vegas, was it was about the time that the nightclub business was really booming in Vegas. And the younger people started gravitating from harder drugs such as methamphetamine and cocaine into ecstasy because it was a party drug. It was similar to maybe taking PCP or LSD in the 70s. So they got into ecstasy. And that really created a drive for the drug in Las Vegas.
You know, it's interesting. The Gaming Control Board over the last couple of years has issued warnings warnings to the major gaming operators, even though they don't necessarily operate the nightclubs and the day clubs themselves, to be very concerned about what's going on. What kind of concerns do you have for the gaming industry?
Well, you know, the casinos really, they strive. It's very, very difficult as far as keeping drugs out of these nightclubs. But they have to be responsible for the clubs inside their businesses. We worked with them extensively. We provided drug recognition training to the management of the clubs. We did as much as possible. But then again, they have to be concerned about tourism and such, and they don't want to create an atmosphere of fear inside the clubs.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I worked in the nightclub business for many, many years, and there's a balance that you have to have. You don't want that business going on inside of your nightclub, but at the same time, you know, it's part of that business.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting, over the last couple of years, these day clubs now, which are the swimming pools, have turned into daytime versions of nightclubs. Does it concern you that you now have people getting up early in the morning and starting drinking, then they take a break and then it's off to the nightclubs?
Well, what we saw a lot, especially with the day clubs, but even with the nightclubs, but yes, you have to be concerned because now there's a new drug, and I shouldn't say new drug because it's been around for a number of years, GHB or gamma hydroxybutyrate, which
the
date rape drug, yes, Sam. And what happens with that is it slows down your respiratory system. So if you take one little capful of GHB, it's almost the equivalent of having 9 to 12 drinks, and it'll slow down your respiratory system where it'll essentially shut it down, and you'll stop breathing. So basically, you have to be put on life support systems for 4 hours until the medicine metabolizes out of your system, and then you're fine. But when you combine that with alcohol, now you're really intensifying the drug. But it's something that a lot of young people do. Though, instead of drinking, they'll take a cap or two of that because, first of all, it has no calories. You drink 9 or 10 drinks, binge drink, it has a number of calories, and especially younger girls are very concerned about their figures, so they've moved over to GHB.
You know, it's just stunning to think of people drinking 12 drinks. I mean, right there, that's a problem. One of the things that we've talked about on this program with the Attorney General of Nevada and also members of the pharmaceutical industry is prescription drugs and how they have become the gateway drug. It's not marijuana that people are concerned about as much anymore, but it's prescription drugs. Your involvement with that?
Absolutely. In fact, one of my last assignments in narcotics was I headed up a unit that investigated prescription drug abuse. And what I found was absolutely shocking. As far as the Las Vegas, Clark County area went, over 300 people a year die from prescription drug overdoses. Then I looked at all the illicit drugs, cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and ecstasy, and we had less than 14 people die a year from those drugs. As far as being sold on the street level, there are the same amount of prescription drugs being sold illegally on the street, just as it is with cocaine, ecstasy, and the rest of those drugs. It is a rampant problem.
You know, the thing that is really frightening to me is that the kids feel safe because these are, quote, prescription drugs, therefore they're safe drugs, and yet they go to these parties and they have a punch bowl. Everybody collects the medicines from mom and pa and grandma and grandpa, throw them in a punch bowl, take a handful. I mean, that's insanity.
It is, and it's extremely dangerous, obviously. And it's the ease of being able to get to them. Like you said, you know, you go to your medicine cabinet, mom and dad, grandmother and grandfather, and those drugs are there, and those kids have very easy access to them. If they can't find them in the medicine cabinets, then all they have to do is go buy them on the street because they're out there.
As you look at the change in attitude in this country over marijuana, the complete legalization in Washington State and Colorado, Nevada now actually finding a realistic way to get medicinal marijuana to people, your thoughts on this and the lack of a real standard, a common sense standard for police officers and police departments to be able to deal with this. For example, you know, if somebody smokes a joint, let's be realistic here, you know, 4 hours later, 5 hours later, they're no longer high. But the standards that we have in the sober state, you could have something in your system from 5 days ago and it's going to show up.
That's a real issue, especially when it comes to operating equipment under the influence, driving under the influence. You know, as an ex-police officer, I have kind of a liberal attitude towards marijuana. I do think that we need to have equality across the 50 states, some type of legislation that makes it, you know, we have one rule for the entire country. I don't necessarily see marijuana as a gateway drug. Yes, people do start off with marijuana and they move into other drugs. But I also think those people have addictive personalities, so they would start off with booze. And if marijuana wasn't available, they'd move over to maybe more dangerous drugs. So I don't necessarily say that marijuana was a gateway drug in all the cases of addicts that I was experienced with.
I think I was probably 11 years old when I was stealing cigarettes out of my mother's purse. You know?
Absolutely.
I mean,
yes.
That was the gateway for me. All right, let's take a break. More with former Lieutenant Quackenbush when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Blake Quackenbush, former Metro Police Lieutenant. Clark County Sheriff was grilled yesterday over the more cops tax. Your thoughts on the hiring of new police officers and the standards that we should be looking to, do you feel in some ways that they've been a little lax?
I'm not sure I would say the word lax. What I would say is they need to evolve. My last assignment, I oversaw the recruitment, selection, and backgrounding of every officer and every officer that was hired on Metro. What I see is this. They use the exact same selection process now, today, as they did when I hired on 25 years ago. And police work has evolved. 25 years ago, you go to work, they just tell you go out and find the bad guys. It's not that simple anymore. You're dealing with establishing partnerships with the community. You have to look at crime data, be able to analyze and interpret that crime data to be able to deploy your resources. And I see a couple of issues that they really need to improve on. First, all they require is a GED in order to be a police officer in Las Vegas. It is way more complex than that. In my opinion, it needs to be an associate's degree and even really a bachelor's degree. That's something that they really need to improve on. The written test is at an eighth grade level. Think about that. You're asking police officers to go out and make decisions every day that affect people's life, but you're asking them to only have a reading ability of eighth grade.
Now, is there a pool out there of people that qualified to be able to take the amount of jobs that are available?
Oh, absolutely, especially in this economy. And obviously, you have to be concerned about diversity because you want it to reflect your community. The main problem I had at the end of my career with Metro is they had $0. I understand it was a hard budget times, but they spent $0 on a recruiting budget, and they wanted a diverse workforce. Well, in order to do that, if you look at the education system in Nevada, and especially in Las Vegas, it ranks 49 or 50th, it's important that they branch out. You want more African Americans, and what you need to do is go to the South, go to primarily places that have black colleges, and recruit there. And I'm not talking just recruit and put people there for a day or a week. You immerse recruiters in the community, have them spend 6 months to a year getting to know people so they can trust them and bring them back to Vegas to work as cops.
And do you think that the department is thinking in these kind of terms at this point?
I would hope so. You know, Sheriff Gillespie is a very progressive, forward-thinking individual. I don't always agree with him, but he's extremely hardworking and extremely intelligent. He's always looking at ways to improve the department. And I think in order for us to, for the department to evolve and to have better officers, to have fewer problems down the road, they're going to need to evolve in their recruiting and selection and backgrounding processes.
You know, I think the thing that's most impressed me about Sheriff Gillespie, and I don't know him personally, it's just what I read, is his willingness to admit when he's wrong.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
He stresses accountability. He holds himself accountable. He holds the lowest level employee at Metro accountable. So yes, he does lead by example in that area, accountability.
You worked in IAB, and for all of us that watch crime shows on TV, we always think in terms of, oh my goodness, if you're being investigated by IAB, that you're in big trouble here. And those guys are not the good guys necessarily in the police department. But you worked in an area where you were mentoring officers, where you saw them perhaps beginning to go down a bad path, but be able to bring them
right back. Yeah, I worked in an area called, it was Early Identification Intervention Program, and it was an outstanding program. What it did was monitor performance indicators. We looked at certain things like use of forces, number of shootings, driving incidents, any off-duty incidents. And when we saw an officer that looked like he was starting to get himself to a point where he was either going to get himself in criminal liability, civil liability, or some sort of problem, what we would do is we would intervene, meet with that officer, meet with that officer's chain of command, make sure they were aware of the problem, and then figure out a performance plan on what we could do to help improve that officer's performance, thereby saving their career. We would also find officers that would serve as mentors, officers that people knew on the department as excellent leaders, teachers, and pair them with them so they could teach them and mentor them and help improve their performance.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for coming on. Come back, will you?
Will do, Sam.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we know how a dead cell phone battery makes you feel. It's sad when you can't text, surf, email, or call. Luckily, Batteries Plus Bulbs has an extensive selection of batteries, chargers, and other accessories for nearly every make and model of cell and smartphone. So next time you need a new cell phone battery, come into Batteries Plus Bulbs. We'll help turn that frown upside down. Batteries Plus Bulbs.
Get what you need.
Here, people like to get outdoors and play. With so many activities to choose from, it's a good thing that Toyota gives you the freedom to do it all with our lineup of dependable and fuel-efficient vehicles. See for yourself during Toyota's Get In, Get Out sales event going on now. Get 0% APR on 8 Toyota models, or get $1,000 lease down payment assistance on many of your favorite Toyotas, or make no payments for 90 days on any Toyota model. Toyota's Get In, Get Out sales event ends July 8th. Toyota, let's go places.
We're going to the beach over 2,000 times this summer, and you're invited. Introducing the East Shore Express. Convenient bus service every 20 minutes from Incline Village to Sand Harbor. You avoid all the beach area parking problems, you're doing something good for the lake, and your bus fare gets you into the beach for free. So catch the East Shore Express from the Tahoe Transportation District. Because no one goes to the beach as much as we do.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel, as always, raring to go, apparently. Bob Arango is here, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Heidi Smith, former Republican National Committee woman. And Michael Hackett with All Risk Consulting. Pleasure to have you all here. Interesting, I'll start with you, Michael. MGM revealing their plans for this huge solar project on Mandalay Bay's roof. And the first thing that's astonishing about this is it's 20 acres is the size of their roof, which is, what, about a third the size of the city center project. But they're working with a renewable company called NRG, and what's interesting to me is that this seems to be, because it doesn't appear to be government money involved, that this is a commercial use of solar. And is this a game changer for Nevada when it comes to, like, MGM jumps in like this?
I'm not sure in and of itself it's a game changer. I think when you look at everything that's been going on, what came through this past legislative session, what we're seeing right now in terms of Apple and their investment in renewable energy for their data centers, I think this is a part of that puzzle, even though the Apple program is specific to what they're allowed to do up here in Northern Nevada. But I do think, like I said, when you put all these together, I think this is putting us in a different direction. And hopefully the end result of everything that's being undertaken is ratepayers are not going to be on the hook for any of this, that it's going to hold them harmless. And I know that there's definitely been some concerns expressed over what came out legislatively, but I'm hoping that that's going to be the end result, at least one of the end results.
Bob, years ago, I remember, you know, there was a lot of talk about mining. In fact, there are mines, Barrick, I think, for example, that have their own renewable power plants, right, because they utilize so much energy. But you know, we've been pushing this, you know, that we are the Saudi Arabia of renewables. Do you see this really coming to fruition now? And to where it'll be non-government subsidy making money propositions?
There are two things. That's the key, because right now it's all government subsidized, and there are tremendous tax advantages for the person who builds them and invests them, and it's a very nice deal. So that makes good commercial sense. Steve Wynn, if you recall, when all the mines were getting theirs, he got permission to have his own generating facility right next to his properties in Las Vegas. Also, I don't think he ever did it, right, but he had permission to do it.
And, you know, we saw in Reno over the last few years, the Peppermill Hotel Casino sits on a giant renewable energy source, yes, geothermal, right, and they have been saving a fortune over these years. I think it cost them about $8 million to build the facility, but it generates their electricity, their hot water, everything.
I watched them as they built it, and actually renewable energy is the future. There's no way around it. But Nevada still has coal. And what's the effect?
Not much.
Well, what's the effect going to be when that closes down? We're going to have to turn to something else, and it's renewable energy.
Well, Nevada doesn't have coal itself; it has coal-fired plants.
Well, that's right.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah. We're still working with coal. Yeah.
Right, but what that generation counts for in terms of the overall amount of generation is really very minimal. I think it's like 10%, maybe 11%, and that was part of the discussion this past session with the Envision bill, was why do we have to jump and build this new natural gas-fired 550-megawatt facility when we're only looking at a very small percentage of their overall generation portfolio that's being retired?
You know, growing up here, many people in the southern part of Reno, from the Pepperdine to Moana, had their homes heated by geothermal. Many people.
So we are going backwards to go forwards.
Yes.
All right. Wanted to talk about the money that's being raised by the state in terms of paying back the federal government for the unemployment that we received. And I know in my company, which is a small company, it's $25 a head. Not going to hurt. But I was reading about a business leader in Northern Nevada got hit with a bill for $31,000.
Well, you know, we've known this is going to come. It's been out there for quite a while, but when the reality hit home here, last week or 2 weeks ago, and small people are looking at it and saying, my God, what was this all about? And it is a big hit.
And obviously we borrowed the money, we needed the money for the unemployment, but it's going to be quite a strain in an economy that's barely recovering.
Yes, but as a business owner, you knew that it was going to come back to you. Hiding your head in the sand isn't going to change that fact. So be prepared for the shock.
The problem is those rules are very stringent. There's only one way you can get it back.
Right. And it has to be paid back to the federal government.
Yeah.
They're not going to write this off.
Yeah. That's it, exactly.
All right. The announcement from Aaron Bilbray, Cohn, who is now going to be Aaron Bilbray on the ballot in a battle against Joe Heck. This is going to be a pretty big race, do you not think?
I think it will be. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I haven't really got that tuned in yet to the 2014 election cycle, but some of the articles I've been reading, I know Heck had a public speaking event the other day down in Las Vegas, and from what I understand, it was very contentious. He's in a district that has a Democratic advantage, so yeah, I agree. It is going to be a race.
And she's the daughter of Jim Bilbray, the former congressman.
Well, the emails coming out of Joe's office have increased tremendously.
Yeah.
So I think they've already prepared.
I think it was 5 minutes after the announcement that the first fundraising letter came in.
Well, I think Mike said it all. It's the district that dictates this campaign. The Bilbray name has been gone for so long, and there's so many new people in Nevada that no one's even going to know that.
You mean it'll be like, well, no, I'm not even going to go down that road.
No, never mind.
Sam senses himself for a change.
Actually, he's right. Because we have so many new people.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. I'll share it with you afterwards. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
KRNV News 4 is partnering with the Washoe County School District and the University of Nevada for the Reader Leader Program. Do you know a great class that likes to read and works hard to meet their reading goals? Well, nominate them for the Reader Leader Award. Each month during the school year, one class will win tickets to a University of Nevada Wolfpack game and special Reader Leader t-shirts. Go online to mynews4.com and nominate a well-deserving class. Reader Leaders is brought to you by the Nevada Mining Association and the Circus Circus.
Over the past 150 years, Nevadans have lived, worked, learned, and played in a state rich with history and culture. Since its early days of statehood, Nevada has had a long heritage of pride, optimism, and opportunity. Now it's time to reflect on what makes us all proud to be Nevadans. Their strength in numbers. Our Silver State is battle-born, and we are Nevada proud.
Oh, the dog days of summer. Time to celebrate with your mates, grill a few dogs. Hot dogs, bacon, burgers.
Mattress Discounters 4th of July sale in Sunday.
That cloud reminds me.
The Tempur-Pedic Cloud Collection.
That's it.
Now with 48 months interest-free financing.
Free financing.
Or get a queen-size Sealy gel memory foam mattress for just $497.
That's a ringer of a deal.
Mattress Discounters 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Mattress Discounters.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Our next broadcast, Fred Lawton from Kentucky Meadows Community College will be here. We'll talk about all the Supreme Court decisions. See you on the next one.